Blessed Lord's Day. Sometimes we hear Christians saying this. What God has given to you is more than what you can bear. So what you cannot bear, God will not ask you to undertake. So is this statement true? So I think everyone who said this is out of good intention. So it is to really comfort people so that you can encourage them. So what God give you must be what you can bear. So who can bear? So who can bear the departure of our loved ones? Who can bear cancer? Who can bear depression? So who can bear, you know, a long-term loss of income? When I ask all these things, so here, I'm sure nobody will say, of course, I can bear all these things. So, since Christians will find it hard to bear all these things, then why did God give us all these experiences in our God will not give you more than what you can bear. So sometimes, how does that reconcile with our own experience? What God has given us is impossible to bear. It's very difficult. So sometimes we hear Christians complaining, "Oh, my work is too busy. I need to care for my elderly parents. My children are disobedient, cause me a lot of grief." So we may be so burdened by so many things, and then we are also told to serve the church. So sometimes the life is tough enough. So in this ordinary life, it's really tough enough. So if you go through certain trials, so if you have to care for others, it's even more difficult. If you do not truly know what is God will not give you more than what you can bear. Then if he misunderstands this point, he will be discouraged. So he may feel that he's being betrayed by God. Or he may... So he may also mislead others. If you don't understand this, it ourselves, we will harm our relationship with God and also cause others to not know God properly. So what is this? So it sounded as though this statement, based on each of our individual capacity, God will distribute the troubles. So those in troubles, they may start to think that they ought to be able to bear all these things. So those who are already suffering, they may have all pressure. It's like you are. So what God has given you is must be more than what you can bear. But you are in self pity. So it may make them feel like it's their problem. They have sinned because their faith is not good enough. I mean, maybe they do not know God well enough. So of course this statement is also always used out of good intention, but it may cause others to be accused. So some people, when they go through trials, and because they have of course there are some instances where people go through trials because of their sin, but sometimes there are also others when they go through certain trouble. Sometimes people are trying to live for the gospel, so they have to endure what is very difficult to endure. Just like Apostle Paul. So it's not that those who have big problems, it's that they have problems with their life. So we need to ask ourselves, what is the answer to that? Will not God really not give you more than what you can bear? So sometimes God will indeed give us more than what we can bear. So those that God loves, so sometimes God allows them to go through certain things which is hard to bear. When the Israelites, they were between the Red Sea and the Red Sea and the Egyptian army. So there is also the facing the Goliath. So you can see in many instances in the Bible, God sometimes put his people into a situation which is more than what they can bear. So we see this equip those who are weak, they are made strong. Enemies are defeated when the people around, they see the work of God, they will be amazed, and then God gets the glory. So when we read the Bible, so what did the Bible record? The Bible is not a record of the deeds of the superheroes. All those, some people think that, you know, I'm not like Daniel, like David, they are great men of faith. But actually, the Bible is not about superheroes. It's not talking about people who are different from us. It's not about people who are more superior than us. So the great men and women of faith, they are just like you and me. We are all limited. In the Bible, when they sometimes go through things that are hard to bear, sometimes they will doubt, they may retreat, sometimes they are helpless, sometimes they do not know what to do. Because they are not omnipotent, so just like you and me, we all need God, the gospel. The gospel is not about man's self-sufficiency. The gospel keeps emphasizing men are not sufficient. If a person can think that he can stand, actually he must be careful in case he falls. So if we are so limited, how can we have endurance? We all need Jesus. So he needs Jesus to give us the eternal salvation. Today, so the Bible is not talking about the self-sufficiency of man. It's not about how much we can bear. So when we ask this question, so if we indeed say this, how do we? So, 1 Corinthians 10, if God, so sometimes God gives us what we cannot bear. Verse 12, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful, he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way so that you can endure it. So it talks about temptation. In the temptation, in the original language, can also mean test or trial. When some people interpret this, so when they see temptation, so God cannot. So temptation is the potential to sin. So it's not. So some people interpret this as the. It's not talking about trials. We cannot. Maybe they have their, but if you think about it, can a temptation be a test? When we grumble to God, when you lose faith, when you want to give up on God, because it's because of a trial, because this trial and temptation is actually interrelated. When we have troubles, then we start to have doubt. They want to look for their own way. They start to be man-driven. So, most of the time, what really tempts us is the trials in life. So when I say God will not give you more than what you can bear, I'm referring to temptation and also trials. And when people see this verse, when you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, so what God has given you must be what you can bear. So they must ask this question, who can bear and endure? So, who is this who? Is it a person independently relying on his own strength, on his own resources to overcome the temptations? We know that. Can we all have all this strength? Is this, or is it referring to someone who has the help of God? So when Paul wrote this to Corinthian church, you, he's talking about, it's not just one person relying on his own strength. Here is referring someone who has the help of God. So if a person has the help of God, then he can have the strength of God to overcome the temptation. It's not that just one person have the strength to overcome. You think about it, don't even talk about trials and temptation. Even if you think about no temptation and trials, when we are successful and smooth sailing life, in the ordinary days, we also need God. We also need the strength of God to help, to sustain us, to keep cope with all the demands. So if we, without God, how can we? We must know, will God give us more than what we can bear? God sometimes will give us more than what we can bear, but God will absolutely. So, He will not give us things that He cannot, the troubles that He cannot help us to resolve. What did the verse say? You will not. Who is faithful? So, what did God say when He says, no one will be tempted? So, who will open up the way? Who is faithful? It is God. If we can bear anything, it is because of God's help. So when God, if your understanding is that the emphasis, the key critical point is his reliance on God. So if one person is relying on God, there's nothing that he cannot overcome. What is can bear and endure? So what does can bear and endure? So we must define this properly. When the Bible says can bear and endure, so a person who is the does that mean that this person with God's help will not sin, will not fail, will never be discouraged or depressed? If we understand this, then how do we explain what happened to Peter and Paul? So Peter, what? Luke 22. Verse 31. So Simon, Satan has asked to sift you, all of you as wheat, but I pray for you so that your faith will not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. We are all familiar with Peter's story. When Jesus was arrested, did Peter pass or fail? Did he pass the test? We all know this. He did not pass the test. And then he failed miserably. Not just once, but three times he denied Jesus. If you look at the example, then how does it relate to 1 Corinthians 1 chapter 10 verse 13? So I thought, no. So here Peter did not endure. So if you look at Peter, it's one experience, one night his response. He looks as though he did not overcome the temptation, but he has fallen. So is Jesus' prayer for Peter. If you look at the whole life of Peter, so in the whole life he passed, because in the end he boldly died for the gospel. So Peter has failed, but in his whole life he was sustained by God. He's turned back to God. So when we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Sometimes, I know so much truth and promises, but I have no faith. So because of their problem, then they feel even more accused. So Paul said that, so he despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such deadly peril, and He will deliver us again. On Him, we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us, as you help us by your prayer. Then, many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. So, very clear, even the great Apostle Paul, he confessed he has experienced so what he cannot endure. So what Paul's example tells us, we must know ourselves very clearly. Paul, we don't accuse people because they are in despair. So it is not because their faith is too weak, or they are sinning, because the persecution they face is real. So we must understand, what does it mean to can bear and endure? So can bear and endure does not mean we will never fail or never be discouraged. It's not, does not mean that one person will not fail, not sin, not be discouraged, but even in temporarily, his faith is shaken. Or he failed. So in our journey, sometimes we fail. We compromise with our temptation. We do what God is not pleased with. But this can bear, endure. This is God will, God will not allow a person to fall till we cannot get up. Will not allow a person to sin until he cannot repent. God cannot. Will not allow a person to go through trials such that he will give up his faith. What is this can bear and endure? Although in the middle we may fail, but ultimately we will not fall. This is words of comfort and promises that God has given to us. So God has comforted us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8-9. He will sustain us till the end. We know that we know our strength. Today we are strong, tomorrow we will be weak. But God will says He will preserve us. So God, in our life, there are things that we cannot bear. How should we respond? So this is our prayer. When we face with things that we cannot bear, how should we respond? First, so we need to submit to God's sovereign guidance. So what is the wishes of man most of the time? Most people do not want to receive things that they cannot bear. Of course, our natural tendency is that we want peace, good health. We will have a lot of blessings. We have a lot of good health and prosperity. But if you read what we... So when you read 1 Corinthians... 1 Corinthians chapter 10, you read... Actually, Paul reminded Israel that do they have a lot of blessings, and actually Israelites have received a lot of blessings, so their enemies were drowned in the Red Sea and helped them, save them out from the slavery of the Egyptian. In the wilderness, God miraculously just provide them manna and water. But think about it. So even though they have so much blessings, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the blessings that a person receive may not save them. We all want comfort, we want health and prosperity. But when a person receives blessings, it does not mean that this one, it can become a means of trial for us. So Israelites, if they have not received if they start to grumble, it's not so bad, but the fact that Israelites, they obviously received the supernatural grace of God, but they still grumbled. It made them, God angry with them. So God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. So when we see the example of Israelites, we must ponder. So sometimes when we receive certain blessings, peace, comfort, this comfort has caused us to be in a spiritual slumber. So we start to devalue God's grace. I'm not saying peace and prosperity is not good, and that, not that God will not give us. But if God has also only just given us comfort, this may not be good for us. So what we don't want, we think that trials and temptations are painful, but have you? What is scarier than trials that are hard to bear? So it's the comfort that causes our spirit to slumber. If we sleep in, we don't even have a sense of crisis. If we don't even know that Satan wants to devour our inheritance and our blessings, we don't even detect that. So trials is difficult to bear. But what's more difficult? What's scarier than that? So if asked about this, so when do people sleep? When do people sleep? So if your living room, you will, even if your house catch fire in the middle of the night, you will wake up and try to put out the fire. So you need to provoke us to prayer. We cannot be in slumber. Sometimes God needs to give us so that we know how to battle with sin and battle with Satan. Sometimes comfort may cause us to be in slumber. So some believers may be thinking, how come I'm not as rich, as successful? So God knows what will stumble us, cause us to sleep. So God may not give us all those things. If God gives us some things, if God really truly gives us what is really hard for us to bear, there must be a perfect will of God. One prayer we must ask is that, do not be like Israelites and test God and grumble against Him. When they go through things they cannot endure, the first thing is to test the Lord, and they start to say, they thought that God brought them to the wilderness to kill them. When you grumble, when you are focused on grumbling, you will forget. But actually God has grace. They only saw God has brought them to the wilderness, but they did not see God's faithful guidance in the wilderness. So when we try to endure things, it's very difficult. Why the others don't have? Why are you not good to me? But we must ponder. Actually, what did the Word of God says? Why did God? Sometimes we don't know why God leads us this way, but God will work everything, all things good for those who love Him. So first thing we need to pray for us to submit to God's sovereign guidance. It's not so easy to submit, because we like to compare, how come people have it easy, how come people's experience is different, but his sovereignty in his, so he knows what we need to go through, what can really bless us. So rely on the, after we submit to God's sovereign guidance, we need to rely on God whom you believe in. Why a God who loves us so much? And of course, God is supportive of Paul's ministry. If you support me, if I'm doing your ministry, why do you allow difficulties to happen? Why do you allow the gospel to have face opposition? So of course God loves us and supports us. So God allowed us to go through what we cannot bear, so that man will not rely on himself but on God. God who raises the dead. Paul didn't stop at that. Paul also testified and praised God for really delivering them from deadly peril and trusted God will deliver them again. So when we face things we cannot bear, we must not just struggle on our own. So the real good news is you allow me bear what is the better news? God has promised, even if we have encountered what we cannot bear, God will sustain us. So if the good news is just God give us what we cannot, give us only what I can bear. But if our prayer is that God help us to overcome all the problems, I'm going to die of busyness. Sometimes when we even go to the point of death, but we need to rely on God who raises the dead. So if God can raise the dead, can He not in our difficulties help us and sustain us? If God is truly faithful, do we have reason? We have reason from our pessimism. We should have a joyful hope. God will surely faithfully help us such that no matter what temptations or trials we go through, our faith will not be consumed. So what we should be saying, no matter what you encounter, how great is God, God's grace is sufficient for you. So if we keep saying God will not give you what you cannot bear, if the focus is on you, your own strength, your faith, how much you can pray, how much you know about Bible. But if you tell a person, no matter what you encounter, God's grace is sufficient for you. The focus is on God's faithfulness. It's about the power of God. God can practically help us. How much we can endure is very limited. I believe in God for 30 years. My faith is really little. I'll be scared. I'll be shaken easily. But the next line, Lord. But every time I encounter things I cannot bear, God always tells me, you must rely on me because God's power is infinite. So when a person is God's grace is really sufficient for you. It can give them great encouragement. Instead of telling them, you can endure it, and can, instead of telling them you can endure it, people will be thinking, why not you try to be in my shoes? So sometimes when we say God's grace is sufficient, and then all the strength to endure comes from God. So the third point is that we must not find excuses. Do not push the blame. Of course, we cannot say, So God, I really have no strength. I cannot resist the temptation of Satan. The attractiveness of sin is too much. So that's how I sin. I have no strength. When we hear this message, so do not push the blame to others. How can I overcome the strength? Don't just blame the external environment. This person, people around me sin, so I sin also. So why we cannot blame God? You cannot blame God. You know I cannot endure. Why do you allow me to go through this? Why do you want to shake my faith? No matter how weak we are, we must not casually blame others, blame Satan, blame environment. The worst is to blame God. So, what is the truth? Indeed, we will go through trials and temptations, but in that trials and temptations, He will surely give us the way out. So can restrain our sinful nature, can give us faith. The faith, the help will surely come, even if we go through temptation and trials. We actually have the power not to sin. Even if we are sick, we can choose not to grumble. Even we are faced with a lot of temptations, we can flee. We must ask, did we rely on God to fight the battle? Whether it's illnesses, in temptation. Some people, they did not pray. Once they face a temptation, they just compromise. In time, when they face a trial, they grumble. They start to think of their own ways. We must be upright before God. It's not that God did not help us, but are we willing to seek God? Do not be deceived, because so some people, so after they are deceived, every time they have a setback, I will surely fail. I surely will give up. This is who said you will surely fail? Who sure you will surely give up? Because the Holy Spirit, the sufficient grace of God, is for us to use, for us to apply in the situation. So God does not want us to give excuse, but really work with Him, rely on Him, and find strength to walk. Fourth point, when we go through very difficult temptations or trials, we must don't use the wrong ways to escape temptations or trials. So we are very good at finding ways because we don't want to suffer. We like to... So Bible, the verses tell us in... God will give you a way out. Only the way God has provided us is the right way. In our eyes, our ways are the fastest and are the best. But we must understand, God will provide a way out. So's way could be something we cannot imagine. Why? Why sometimes you ask God, why do you ask me to do such a strange thing? Sometimes the way God provided is a very unusual, is different from what. But I tell you this, only the way God has provided is the right way. All the way that we that we establish ourselves, no matter how wise it looks, how rational it is, it's not the right way. So everyone wants to say God gives us a way, but you know what's the way? So the way God has provided. So this is the so your way is this. I need to. Sometimes the way is very difficult. So now, a very example is the three friends of Daniel. That we know all this story, the three friends. All of them were captives in the Babylon. They go to a new place. I want to set up a gold image. Everybody needs to bow on this golden image. If you don't bow, you will be thrown into the furnace. Okay, you'll be thrown in the furnace. So this is the mandate, the decree of the king. In such a situation, you will pray, there is this Christ, please open up a way for us. What's the way out? My way is to not to be thrown into the furnace. Some people who are weak, the best way out is I just bow you. You know, this is the easiest way. I just pretend to bow and then I can have peace. The best way is to bow to the image. But when did God give them a way out? Do you want to go through that way? So the way is to walk into the furnace in our situation. God, you think God is joking? So God asks you for a way out, but you ask me to go exactly the place I don't want to go. So can most people cannot endure. So sometimes the iron near me, I'm very scared. So nobody, but when these three friends submitted to the Lord, the amazing thing came. Oh, they not only saw, not just they saw God's help, everybody. So someone, the fourth person is walking around in the furnace, someone like the image of the Son of Man. This trend, three, they will not harm. So they will not hurt at all. So the Babylon king, so he prays the God of these three friends. Anyone who blasphemes the God of Daniel and his friends, they will be, because the king, no God has saved his people like this. We will be amazed. This is, we must tell these stories to our children. If you are in that situation, it's not so easy. So the way to get out of trouble, then they would have fallen. So when we face with our own trials and temptations, don't choose the easy way. Don't choose the wrong way to escape, to have the way out. So in this, God will provide a way out. The way out is not to exempt from the temptation, but to but to go through and to bear with the trials by relying on Him. So when we read the First Corinthians, what does it say? Why? God give us a way out. Did He give us a way out just to give us so that we can bear? So it did not say God will give us a way out. It does not mean you will escape this trial. But the verse says, God will give you such that even if you go through this, you will be able to bear it. The most glorious is not someone who escaped. This, so that you can endure it. This is shameful if you run away. But when you face the enemy, no matter how fierce the enemy is, but when you face the enemy and you overcome it, I don't want glory. I just want to be comfortable. I don't need a very big crown. I just need a comfortable life. It's just like a parent, if your children say, don't ask me to study. I don't need very high education level. If they're not mature. So they do some part-time job. They make a baby. Don't ask me to study. I don't study. I don't want to sleep. I don't play. I just do some. I can just do part-time job and I can buy things I want. But they do not know. There's a greater... If she does the right thing, He can do great things. Sometimes, I don't want such a great crowns. I just want to have a simple life and go to heaven. But, so parents will surely think more for their children. Even if you don't want a crown, God wants us to give a crown, but to provide us. Human, we will compromise God's glory for our own comfort. To glorify You is so painful. You need to beat ourselves. We must have self-control. We need to deal with our sin and overcome temptations. So sometimes we want to gratify our own. We just want to compromise God's glory. But God does not. If a child wants to be foolish, you will not allow him to be foolish. So God always wants to encourage us to receive a greater glory. So that's why God gives us certain trials, so that when we go through all this, we can receive crowns. If God tells us, give us a way out so that we can endure, so we need to change our prayer. Our prayer is always to not give us, even if I go through, so that even if I have to go through it, help us to be able to. So when prayer, Father Jesus, if it is Your will, take this cup away from me. But not according to my will, but according to Your will. We can pray like Jesus this way, but if we pray such way, and God indeed give us certain trials that we think we must be encouraged that God will surely, we rely on Him to endure it. God is faithful. So God has really delivered us from some troubles. So some troubles, God will sustain us according to our days. So sometimes we things that we really don't want happen really happen to us. So or sometimes we have a very serious illness. Sometimes we see someone, a loved one, they have a serious illness. We will, please, Lord, please don't take away the life of my loved one. After he died, I can't live anymore. But we always ask God to give us strength to do what we need to do. So when we do, when we take care of the person. So sometimes the condition may be better or worse, but in the end, and God has, we must pray, even though we are so help, pray for God to help us to endure. So at the beginning, we pray. At first, we will pray for this person, God's healing to be about this. But we know that this inevitable thing, this person has to leave. But pray, when this happens, I can endure it. So we cannot pray for a person to be immortal. Every day will come to an end one day. Pray that we can endure. But very often, but actually God gives us surprises. God amazes us. I have experienced this. And others have also shared before. Sometimes, if this thing happens, we cannot endure. Have you ever experienced? God surprised you. Every time you think that if this happens, I cannot endure it. But actually God sustained you. In the thing that you find hard to bear, you can endure. Sometimes we do not know how much we can endure because we do not know how powerful God is. We only know our own limitations, but we do not know and do not understand fully how great God's power is in the things that we thought we cannot endure. God will really sustain us to the end. So when we should not be proud, we be proud. So in the trials, when there's a big trial, I scared I cannot be endure. Actually, because God's power can sustain us. So if we do not truly understand ourselves, with areas that we think we can handle, actually we cannot handle. So the person who truly know God, there's no need to be too discouraged or no need to be too proud. Because in places where you think you are confident in, actually we shouldn't be proud and actually we can't do it. So the God's way is there. So God's way may not be what we need, the way we imagine. Because it's so difficult, so God so has asked us to join up with the church and brethren to receive strength. So when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he said very important thing. Because it's something I cannot bear, because God wants us to rely on God. He says, so therefore, so pray with me, so that So this grace comes from the prayers of many. So this intercession is very important. So when we encounter something which is hard, so the most foolish thing is to hide, and then we try to sometimes we know we have to rely on you, but sometimes so we cannot see, but brethren, we can see God put us in the church so that we have brothers and sisters. So if you are just if you are in a live stream, so when you meet with troubles, people can encourage you, intercede for you. This is a great grace and blessing. God wants us to ask for the intercession of brethren through the encouragement so that we can be renewed in our strength. This is when we go through, when we have no trust, when we are strong, we also, so those who are going through certain trials and temptations, we must do our duty to strengthen them, encourage them, intercede for them. When we talk about brethren, we like to compare. When a person has trial, he will feel like he's the most pitiful person. Nobody is more tired than me. Nobody is most misunderstood than you. No, all the temptations is common to men. So when actually, it's not just I have. It's not only I'm the only one with a problem with health, with children. Actually, many of us have the similar problems. But we encourage one another. So many brethren is going through the same thing. Even I know about other sufferings of others, my pain is still here. But when you know that, at least you know you will not have this insinuation. God bullies me just when in different era, different believers have different trials and temptations. We know that God is doing a refining work in. It's not God because I'm particularly sinful, that's why I have more trouble. Everyone, all the believers, there is a refining and struggles that they feel, but God will surely help. So we can rest assured. Even if we come, God will give us a timely strength and grace. So situation, when the situation gives us the word of God is particularly sweet, can particularly strengthen. Sometimes when we hear the word of God, we don't feel anything, but when we are going through certain difficult times, every time when we hear the word of God, it's particularly cut to the heart. And God's grace, when we are being touched by the word of God, but the word of God has become a practical strength so that we can continue to walk on and be strengthened in the trials. So of course believers will surely go through some things beyond what we can endure. So will you for your sake of your glory give us a lot of trials? So we may be afraid God will give us a lot of trials for no good reason. But God is a good God. It's not a cruel God. If a certain trials is not necessary, it does not benefit us, God will not give us these trials, but we must understand but we are living in a sinful world because of the consequences of sin. All our bodies, the sickness and death will surely come. In the corrupted, fallen world, our body will waste away. No matter whether a Christian or non-Christian, they will go through some Christians say, I have insomnia, I got marriage problem, I got family problem, financial problem. Non-believers also have all these things. They are suffering, if we are suffering, what's the big deal of being a Christian? You must know. If when we live in this fallen and corrupted world, that we will face death and sickness, is it better to have God or to have no God? If all the trials we have to go through, when they have sickness, what do they do? Where do their comfort come from? Without God, when they have a broken relationship, what can they do? When God comes to man and wants to help man, God did not just tell you, I'm here, you will not have problem. God did not tell us that. God says, I'm here, why am I here? Because I know you have trouble, the sin will bring about wasting away. Because I know you are sick, I know you have a pressure, so that's why I'm here. So that in all the trials, so that you can endure, you can have hope. I come, I will take away all your problems. I'm here. No matter what temptations trials you go through, you can endure. This is our testimony with God. Sometimes we see. So we have a crisis or projects. We thought we would die, but God has delivered us. God is faithful. Although there are things that beyond us, but we have the help of God. So do not be afraid. That God's grace is sufficient for us. So we pray that we receive God's grace. God's grace can comfort us and strengthen us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. The reminder you're giving us, the word that you are reminding us, we give thanks. We thank you for sustaining all of us so that we do not fall. So it's so easy for us to go through, to be shaken because of trials and temptations. Lord, although we are weak, our endurance is very limited. But we know, we pray because of your love, you have your grace, and for the sake of your name, pray that you will help us to stand firm. So as we go through the trials and temptations is common to men, no matter how difficult the situation is. So however difficult the situation is, it becomes an experience for us to experience your help, so that we can also strengthen other brothers and sisters who are going through similar trials. So we pray that you work in our hearts. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.